The half-hour deadline stretched to the limit before the companions reconvened in the control room. Ryan was standing in the control room, drinking from a canteen.
Find anything?
On the floor, JB's leg stuck out of the open access panel of the main console.
We're alone, that's for sure.
Good. Any food?
Wearily, Christy took a seat at a control board covered with twinkling lights.
Not a thing in the kitchen or in the freezers. There's all the water we could want. Laundry facilities seem to work. 100 soft beds. Just no food or weapons.
The big man frowned.
Nothing?
Not a grain of rice or a split bean. Zero.
Damn.
Dean called across the room to JB.
Any luck with the MAT trans unit?
The door to the chamber was closed as always, and a small sign on the door warned of no entry beyond that point for any personnel below B-12 security levels. JB slid out from the interior of a panel. The console seemed to be completely filled with endless wires.
No bombs, if that's what you mean. Unfortunately, I have no idea why it won't work. Everything is in place and looks in good shape. But then I have no idea how the MAT trans chamber works in the first place.
Nobody does anymore.
Doc leaned against a wall.
Indeed. Few did when it was brand new. Now this is all lost technology. A virtual Atlantis underground.
Mildred spoke, sounding puzzled, her face scrunched.
Damnedest thing. This control room is in pristine condition. Last time we were here, this place was busted to pieces from a major firefight, bullet holes everywhere and spent brass underfoot. Now it looks brand new.
You noticed that too, eh?
Ryan brushed a hand across the shiny top of the vid display. There wasn't even any dust, except for what they brought with them from the garage.
I think the old bastard repaired this redoubt for some reason. Maybe by stealing parts from others.
Just then, the door to the MAT trans unit opened. And Christy walked out.
The machine is still dead.
Broken?
Dean dug in a pocket.
I found some tools in a drawer. Not much, just pliers and a few screwdrivers.
JB accepted the tools and stuffed them into one of his pockets.
Deactivated, more likely. Silas wasn't fool enough to smash his only way out of here.
Ryan glared at the banks of comp screens, the blinking cursors in each corner of the monitors, waiting for commands to be given.
Fire blast, and only he would know the codes to turn it back on.
Doc twirled his stick.
Indeed, and it shall be most difficult to get them now, since you so permanently removed his head.
Wouldn't have told us the truth anyway.
Let me have a look.
Moving from console to console, the old man studied the comp screens intently.
This one seems to be the master. All of these bases have similar setups, and this is usually the screen that lights up whenever we arrive.
JB moved closer.
Got an idea? Let's hear it.
I am going to try a hard reboot.
Doc opened the access panel to each console. Wiring and circuit boards were exposed in an endless array.
I shall just turn the whole system off, then back on.
Won't that crash the system permanently?
It does not work now. Do you have an alternative suggestion?
Nope.
Anyone else?
Doc's hand rested on a keyboard. The companions mulled over the plan, but couldn't suggest a viable alternative. The matter settled, Doc continued to open the access door to each console until he found the main power switch on the surge protector. The insulated box was in plain sight under the first console, nothing more than a simple toggle switch with a glowing indicator. Doc placed a finger on the switch.
This should kill the entire system. Ready?
Hit it. The sooner we know, the better.
Doc flipped the glowing red switch and stepped back. The panel lights died instantly. And the control room grew silent as the comp hum died away. Only the ceiling lights remained bright, as those used a different circuit. Doc waited a few minutes for the capacitors to fully discharge, just in case the comps had crash protectors, then hit the master switch once more. A dozen beeps heralded the return of the indicator lights, whole panels becoming illuminated. Every monitor brightened as the screens began to crawl with diagnostics as the system rebooted. Then the comms did a systems check and began to scroll command codes. Jack craned his neck to see over the others.
What?
Doc hesitated.
Yes and no. It looks like the unit is fully functional again, but we are still not going anywhere. It is asking for a password.
Never did before.
JB shrugged.
It was a good try.
We're not finished yet.
Mildred bit her lip. She reached out for the keyboard, then withdrew her hand.
How long a code word is it asking for? Maybe it's the code for entering the redoubt.
No, madam. This has 6 asterisks in a row to fill.
Doc narrowed his gaze and stared at Ryan.
No. It couldn't be that easy.
Ryan blinked. What?
There is only one way to find out.
Doc typed in a name and hit the enter key. The comp hummed to itself for a few seconds, before coming alive, every screen in the room flashing DOS commands with a library of numbers scrolling by at unreadable speed. Then the monitor slowed their wild displays and resumed their usual appearance. Christy came forward.
Did it work?
Ryan grabbed a chair.
Let's see.
Going into the Matrans unit, he placed a chair inside and closed the door. Instantly, there was a telltale hum of power flowing to the machinery, and they heard an unmistakable noise of the Matrans unit working. Ryan waited a few moments before opening the door, and there was no sign of the chair. Jack whooped, throwing his arms into the air.
Woo! We're back online!
Tilting back his fedora, JB whistled.
Used your name as the reboot command. Man, did Silas hate you, Doc.
And I him in return. I plan to celebrate his demise every year and drink a toast to the man who did the job.
The old man took Ryan by the shoulders and looked hard at him. The frank emotion on the time traveler's face was embarrassing, but Ryan understood.
There are 3 things that I must do in this world. And now that Silas is dead, thanking you is the most important.
Ryan slapped the man on the arm.
Happy to do it. What's the 3rd thing?
Doc released his friend and turned away.
Going home to my dear Emily.
Greetings.
The companion spun. There was nobody in sight. Ryan drew the Sig Sauer.
Check the corridor.
Mildred gasped, pointing at a comp monitor.
Oh, God, it's Silas.
Astonished, the companions gathered around the glowing screen. It was unmistakably the dead white coat, but not as they remembered him. This Silas was razor thin, with gaunt eyes and hollow cheekbones. A nervous tick jumped in his face, and his hands were those of a corpse. The picture stayed on the screen doing nothing, not moving or breathing. JB released his grip on the Uzi.
It's a recording. Must have set it off with the reboot.
Why isn't it talking, then?
Mildred walked to the keyboard and tapped a key.
Computers are brilliant, but stupid. We have to tell it we're here.
The still shot of the scientist flicked, then spoke again.
Greetings. If you are hearing this, Major Sheffield, then I am dead, and have finally given you the entry code to the redoubt. I held off for so long, Major, because I knew that once you had the code, I was no longer needed. You can operate the chitin dish now, and as the chief of my sec men, you know the details of my plans.
The picture smiled, as lovely a sight as the grave of a child.
Sheffield.
An advisory note. There is a pistol in the CO's office. Do not use it, for the obvious reason. And do not use the door in the bottom level. The pre-dark tunnels are full of savage muties, but light scares them away. Well, most of the time.
Thanks for the info.
If it's true.
The mutie outside the redoubt is for Ryan and the others. Hopefully it will kill them as painfully as possible. If possible, I'll cage a puma in the art vault as a backup trap. Certainly there are lots of them to capture in the nearby woods. If there is time, I will also have the machines haul over more supplies and weapons from redoubt number 5. The code for gaining access to the main armory is tattooed on my leg at the hip. Simply reverse the numbers, or else the Sec Hunter droids will attack.